Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Well, I'm Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful, Asaf Darash. Asaf, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Asaf is a PhD. He is the founder and CEO of RegPack. They're an online registration software that automates the onboarding process. Asaf, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay. So my personal life, I have two wonderful boys that I love very much and have a lot of fun with. They're only second to my love to my wife. I did my PhD at Berkeley, focused on how you can create computer systems that have no constants in them, which RegPack is basically an implementation of my dissertation. I love to do sports. I meditate a lot. My passion is basically programming. Even though as a CEO, as a company, I don't get a lot of time to do that, but I do make sure that at least 1 or 2 days a week I do code. There's something magical about coding. You create something by the very fact that you think it, and I think that's really amazing. And it's just really really fun, I guess. Regarding RegPack, RegPack was founded about 9 years ago. And it was restructured about 6 years ago. What we do is we enable, the best way to describe RegPack for people to understand, it's Spotify for services. Okay, so it's like it allows, and most businesses today are services, so it allows various camps, courses, lawyers, healthcare, SaaS companies, software, basically anybody, to do the onboarding process and bring their clients on board, and then enable them to charge them and make sure that they're allowed access to the services because they pay. I think the onboarding concept is something that exists very strongly in the service business. Think of it like the only place where you don't go through an onboarding process in order to become a client is maybe retail. You go, you buy a shirt, you're done, right? But anything else that you do, you need to go through a process. You need to give some information. You need to sign a contract. You need to do something. It's not just like, you know, you buy and you go. Also, you need to later be able to use the service. So there's a process there. So what RegPack does is it takes care of all of that aspect, from becoming a client to giving the information to signing the contracts and then billing them in the correct way, according to what they selected or what the business allowed them to do.
I like it. So you had the opportunity, obviously, as you're going through your master's program, you're getting your PhD, to select anything. What was it about the onboarding process that you saw an opportunity, or passion, both?
It was both. Okay, well, this is a little technical, so you know, sure. Bear with me. When I did my PhD, I wanted to see if you can create something that has no constants, that everything's a variable, that everything can change. Okay, in computer software and databases and languages, it was never done. Okay, so I thought technically it wasn't even possible. Eventually, after many years of research and work and so forth, yes, it's possible, and that is what RegPack is. So you create a system that is extremely flexible. It can do anything, Okay. You can create any type of flow that you want based on what you select without creating any constraints for your creation. Think of it like Lego that you can change the structure of each block. Hmm. Okay. So I created that. Fine. You know how it works in academia. You create something and you're like, okay, great. Throw it out the window, right? You write an article about it and you ever use it. But then I said, wait a second. Why hasn't this ever been done? Like, why didn't anybody try to do something like this? Isn't there like a need for it? And because I was at the university, I talked to my friends, which were working at administration and stuff like that. And suddenly I understood that every administration onboarding or registration or acceptance process is different. And I said, wait a second, this is like a great place to try this out, to see if this works. Because they were all telling me, we have applications that either we took a company to build for us or we built ourselves. Nobody uses the software to do this. And then I started looking at the market and I noticed that every single registration or onboarding process is unique and is self-made. So I said, you know what? Let's see if this can hold up. It was basically a stress test. And after about a year of working with people, I saw that it was working. It could do what people all did. It could do all the crazy stuff people were doing. And if until then, people would tell me, like, I would find a software that could do 60% of what I want. I would find a software that could find 70% of what I want. Suddenly it was like 100%, period, always. So it was like, okay, this is cool. Then life intervened, right? And I wanted to basically be a professor, right? But I wanted to be a professor in the US. My wife wanted to be a professor in Israel. She got a job at Hebrew University before I got a job in the US. So we decided to move. And I said, okay, if we're moving, then I'm not staying in the academy. I'm going to build a company. Now, it took about 2 years until we actually moved, 3 years, from we moved from Berkeley back to Israel. And at that time, I built RegPack. So it was sort of like a combination of life happens and intellectual interest, I guess.
I love it. So you wanted to create something that has no constants. Mm-hmm. Was there a legitimate moment where you did it, everything clicked, or what was that like?
I had an amazing mentor, right? Who was from MIT, Roger Horowitz. And I remember, I was telling him about the idea and he told me, you know, like, go for it, but you should know, like, also not being able to find something, that's finding something. Like, not being able to do something, that's also doing something. And I was like, you know, like a good software dev who's like, no, this is, there's no try, there's do, right? So I went out and I tried to do it. And I remember one sentence that he told me that made everything click. He told me, in computers, the only thing that is important is that the world that you create is consistent to its own rules. So as long as you're creating a consistent system, it can work. Even though, like, you know, the consistent system can be that, I don't know, every time you eat a grape, you die, right? But that's fine, as long as it's consistent. And that changed everything. That enabled me to actually understand how to build it.
It's fascinating, right? You just hear something a little bit different, and that makes all the difference.
Totally.
And you said something earlier talking about how coding is, you're essentially creating something. And I'd never thought about it like that, but that's pretty cool. And if you have that skill, which you obviously do, then you're able to say, okay, I get it. There's value in pursuing something and then figuring out that it's not doable. So I've still done something, but you say, no, I am not interested in just doing that. I want to make this thing work. And you did. And then you start this company, which is a whole nother skill set. And then you turn your product, your software out into the world. How has it been received? Tell us about some of the use cases.
Okay. So I have no other way to say it except a mixed bag. Okay. We started out by trying to tell people this can do anything. As long as you can think it, it can do it. And that was a total fail. Like, that was so bad. People were like, what? I don't know what to do. It's like giving people a blank piece of paper and telling them, hey, go ahead, do this, right? Like, write something. Write anything, right? Write a story, right? Whatever you want, right? It's a blank piece of paper. And people just like, they sit and spread the blank piece of paper and they're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do, right? But if you give them something to edit, or you give them like a structure, suddenly they're like, whoa, I can do this really easily. So the first few months, I came to like my developer friends and they loved it. I was like, oh, great, this is like programming without programming, right? No, don't do this as a client. But then you want to go out to business, right? So you go out to businesses and they ask you, okay, so what can I do with this? And your answer is anything. And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever, right? So we understood we need to put people in a box.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So we started to segment it. We segmented it to how the application works for courses and how it will work for travel and how it will work for camps and how it will work for events and how it will work for SaaS companies and how it will work for doctor's offices and healthcare and so forth. So we actually started segmenting it to verticals. And then we found out that we need to talk the specific language of every vertical. Because if you talk in general language, people are like, okay, this doesn't work. And this connects very much to how people think about software today. Think of yourself when you're looking for something in the App Store or in Google Play. You're looking for, I don't know, like a huge clock that can be on all the screens. Like, you're not looking for a clock. You're looking for something super specific, right? So that's what people do today with business software. So once we started breaking it down to segments, even though it's the same thing, it's exactly the same thing, right? It's the same software. And we even sometimes call it different things, but it's the same software. But then people are like, oh yeah, so this was built for my need, for my business. Like, you were thinking of me when you built it. And you're like, yeah, sure. And then totally. It was like, boom. Suddenly it really, really grew really quickly.
That's wild, right? But it makes sense. You hand me something, you say, oh, this can do anything. I'd be like, oh yeah, can it do my laundry? I'm like, oh, maybe not that. But then segmenting it and then using the actual language for each vertical and incorporating the jargon, whatever it might be, that makes a ton of sense. Is there a certain size company that it works for? I'm confident since it does everything, it probably serve just about any organization. But what is there an industry or a size that's really been the most successful? Or
I think normally it needs to be a business that's processing around a minimum of a million or $2 million. Less than that, it's because it is a software that is very flexible and there is a learning curve. If you're like, you know, I don't know, you have clients that you're annually making 100,000 or 200,000, even 500,000, it's not worth the effort that you need to go through in order to make it happen. But once you reach that pain point of $1 million, right, it becomes worth the effort because it becomes painful. The onboarding becomes painful. And we sometimes see companies that come to us that process, you know, $20, $25, $30 million. And you're asking them, okay, so how do you do an onboarding process? And they're like, with email? Like, seriously? If you onboard thousands of clients through email, and they're like, yeah, that's how we do it. We go back and forth with email because they don't have anything else. Or they build something that is unique for them. And then what happens a lot of times is management wants to change something. And they go to the person that built it or the company that built it. And suddenly they understand that any change that they make is costing them tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And also the response time is weeks or months. So suddenly they become a very inflexible company, but not because they can't think in a different way, but because of the constraints that the software has created for them.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, for an organization like that, what a breath of fresh air. They must send you holiday cards every year.
The biggest thing is that suddenly the administrative staff can do things on their own. And they don't need to go to IT or development. And then what we've seen a lot of times is very interesting, where the administrative staff becomes very, very powerful in the organization. Because suddenly anything that management wants, and especially the CFO and the CEO, anything they want, the administrative staff, their answer is yes, no problem. Yes, no problem. Yes, we'll do it tomorrow. Yes, we'll be ready tomorrow. And then they suddenly become a very, very important part of the company. Whereas before, there would be like, you know, just crunch the numbers or just crunch the data or just bring them in.
Makes sense. So how is your onboarding process for taking on new clients?
Obviously, we use RegPack. we have either a free trial that you can try out, which is good if you're a little technical, because you do need to like understand the concepts of what you're doing and all that. Or we actually, and again, connected to the blank page and all that, what we do for most clients is they have a product manager that understands their business, understands the concepts that they need, understands their needs. And then they build a rough draft for them. And after that, they go through the concepts with them on something that is very understandable to them, because it's their processes. So that way, they're able to pick it up faster. Again, going back to the blank page concept, instead of a blank page, we're giving them something to edit. And when you give someone something to edit that is theirs, they really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know my experience that people do support what they help to create. So to give them a hand in that process, I think that makes a ton of sense. I love it. Well, Asaf, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and RegPack?
So obviously on our website, it's regpacks.com. We also have nice social media presence. I personally also write in Forbes and other outlets. But I think that mainly regpacks.com and our blog and just to follow us.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show us off your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to regpack.com. It's regpack.com and find out if it is the solution that you are looking for or didn't even know that you were looking for to alleviate a lot of the burden of bringing on your new clients, customers, events, everything. So check it out. Thanks again, Asaf.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.